Welcome, dear friends, to the Message of Truth, coming to you from the studios here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, Way of Truth Ministries. It's a delight to be with you. Trust the Word of God will have a real blessing in your heart. We'll launch out with Psalms chapter 46, first verse, and then we're going to go over to Psalms 27, looking at God being in control. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the teaching. We'll have a good quality song, and then the teaching of the Word of God. Father, how grateful we are that you have provided for us the assurance of your presence through your Word. We thank you, dear Lord, that we can believe it, we can study it, we can practice it, and know that you have a way out of the darkness through your Word. May somebody be saved today, and may some Christian be encouraged to keep on keeping on for thee. And we'll thank you, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. That Jesus is Lord of everything. Well, he is. We should believe it. Psalms 46:1 is where we launched out from on last week's broadcast. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And then in verse 10 and 11, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, I made mention of this on the last broadcast. We, as believers, need to have a testimony so that the world will see something different in our lives, that we're not panicking as they are, that we're looking to the Lord, and sure, we're concerned. Sure, we're serious about trying to implement those health things that will help us avoid the virus that's current today or the flu that might come along the way and so forth. You know, there's all kind of things that happen. The child of God needs to set forth that example of how he really truly believes in the Lord and how he trusts the Lord, that he believes that the Lord is in control. Now, we're looking at Psalms 27 in relation to the fact that God is in control. God knows what's going on. As song just said, Jesus is Lord of everything. He is the Lord. He is the one who can deliver us from the fiery furnace, the den of lions, whatever these things may be. I mean, we know what they were in Daniel, but I'm saying for you and I today, we may not get into a furnace of fire. We may not get into a den of lions, but the point is, whatever trial we're in the midst of, the Bible says the Lord will not allow you to be tested above that which ye are able, but will with the temptation provide a way of escape that you may be also able to bear it. You see, God wants his children to succeed. He wants them to get through whatever that situation is. And when he does, he wants the world to understand that it was him. What was said by Nebuchadnezzar when he saw the three Hebrews there in the furnace of fire, but there was one with them? He said, did not we throw three men in there? Well, I see four. And the fourth is like the Son of God. You see, there was a testimony for God when they brought the three out. Apparently, the fourth one wasn't around. Well, we know he wasn't. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. But he brought three out, and they didn't even smell a bit of the smoke. Nothing seared on them, and they were completely whole. A testimony of what God could do. When Daniel was cast into the den of lions, hey, the king had a restless night. I often tell people, I think Daniel went to sleep on a sort of perfect mattress. Hey, that old lion laid down there, and you know what? The lion, like a kitty, purred and sang a song for Daniel to go to sleep. But when the king came to the hole or to the place of the den of lions, he cries out to Daniel and wants to know, did your God deliver you? Oh, king, live forever. Yes, I'm okay. Well, what a night of sleep I had. This was a beautiful rest. He didn't say that. You don't read that there. That's in the Elwood translation. But seriously, when the king brought him out, he realized that there was a God in heaven who brought him through. Now, that's the kind of testimony God wants from you and I. That when we see these things come upon us, we are able to give a testimony of how God works and how he wants to work in our lives. And you look down here in Psalm 27 and verse 4. A good friend of mine, Brother Phil Kissinger, he always said, this is a good Jewish verse. I'll read it and you'll see why. One thing, notice that, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Now notice, that one thing is divided into three parts. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. In other words, I'm going to be consistent in the house of the Lord all the days that God gives me to live. Have you made that appeal? I realize today we're not able to be in all the churches. And some of us, they tell us we shouldn't go anywhere. But the point is this. You know, thank the Lord. You know, I tell you what, God is just so marvelous. He created, now I know Al Gore said he did, but he didn't do it. God gave wisdom to men to create the internet and the various social medias. And how many church services or church or devotions or whatever are done on that medium? And you know what? People are hearing the gospel. I just talked with a good pastor friend of mine. He's retired. He's about almost 90, I guess. And I talked to Walt, and Walt said, you know, Elwood, he said, I've been praying. He said, I think maybe God is going to bring a revival out of this thing. He's going to cause people to turn to him. And you know what? Very well may be. But that's what God wants. He wants you and I to live in such a way. Yes, we take the precautions that we should take. And then we put our confidence in the Lord. I'm doing this, which is reasonable, but Lord, I have to depend on you to bring the victory. I was just sharing with Priscilla, our engineer here, a dear friend of my wife and I, and in fact, he was a couple of years behind me in high school, but he had his number of physical problems. He ended up with the corona virus, had to be on a ventilator, and actually the doctors and nurses pretty well gave him up. He wasn't going to make it. They didn't think. They kept doing everything they could possibly do for him. This past Sunday, he was standing up alongside his bed. I can't walk yet because he'd been in bed for 3 or 4 weeks and fairly heavy, but he has diabetes and a bunch of other things. But God, and what the doctors and nurses are saying there, they said he is our miracle patient. They said this was a God thing. Well, praise the Lord. And he is a believer. He loves the Lord. And so God brought him through. But you see, those are the kind of things that we need to realize God wants to do. And so he says, I want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And then the second thing he wants, to behold the beauty of the Lord. My friend, have you noticed the beauty of the Lord in the midst of the turmoil that we're in today? Have you taken time to see the beauty of the Lord as he works in people's hearts and lives, or as you read the Word of God? It's been my privilege, since I can't do a whole lot out and, you know, run around and all that kind of stuff like I do, well, a lot of times, I've been reading a number of books that I've wanted to get to. Well, this is the time to do it. And what a blessing to my heart to read how God worked in people's lives, to behold his beauty in those things that he does and he accomplishes. He is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. And how we need to let that be known to this world, that he is alive, that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And then the third thing he wants is to inquire in his temple. It wasn't enough for the psalmist to be in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. He wanted to see the real beauty of the Lord. He wanted, you know, there on my pulpit when I was at Emmanuel Baptist Church and in several other places I've been, there's a sign that they have on the pulpit. Sirs, we would see Jesus. What a blessing to hear of our blessed Lord and his testimony on people's lips. And they said then to see his beauty and then inquire in his temple, be able to pray to him, be able to come before him in serious prayer. And you see, that's why verse 5 can be there. You see, the Bible is rather interesting. As you read and you see some promises or you see some desires that are legitimate, then you see the fulfillment. Look at verse 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. I'm in the house of the Lord on a regular basis. Or I'm watching over social media, I have to now, and so forth. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Now, I wish we could go more on this psalm. Go over to verse 11. And I'm going to tell you that this is one of the most precious verses in all the Bible to me. The day the Lord called our daughters home to heaven, this was the verse that God gave me. Look at it. Now, this is a psalmist. He's going through trials and testings. And he says this, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." In other words, he wanted to have a testimony in the midst of whatever he was going through, that the world would see that Jesus Christ was his God. And you know, that is exactly what God wants out of us. He wants us to let a testimony be heard. And one of the things I prayed that very day, so I was actually January 20, 1975. And I said, "Oh Lord, somehow may your name be glorified in this." And I can say of a surety, God heard that prayer. And God did it. That's another message for another time of God taking care. But you see, the psalmist said, listen, this is that idea, what time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. We might look at something else yet, right along this line, and then we're going to move elsewhere. Go over with me to Psalms 130. Now, you can go anywhere in the Psalms. You could probably open up a page in your Bible and go to any psalm that you'd want, and you'd find a blessing there that God has given. But here's a portion of Scripture that's been a real challenge to my own heart. Verse 6, in relation as we're studying this, "My soul wait thou," or "My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning." I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. God buys us back from the situations that we find ourselves in, and he blesses us. And the psalmist here is relating that he's waited on the Lord to do something. He didn't try to hurry it. It was Paul who prayed there in 2 Corinthians 12. He said, "I prayed three times to the Lord. Lord, deliver me from this thorn in the flesh." But God said, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in your weakness." You know, beloved, that's exactly what God is trying to say to you and me today. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. You can't handle this situation. It is too much for you. Mentally, it's too much. They talk about the fact that many people are now going and needing counseling, and I can understand that. Work has ceased. Sickness is right on the doorstep, and all of that. And so it's something that you cannot handle on your own. But the Lord is able. The Lord is able to strengthen you, encourage you, protect you, guide you, or give you a testimony as you go through it. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Let's listen to a song and then we'll finish the message today.
Things work together on my way to make me more like Jesus every day. Though trials come and go, he's molding me, I know, and with a calm assurance I can say, God's way is the best way. Though I cannot understand what lies ahead, I know he's in control and he's watching o'er my soul. For God's way is the best way. It's the only way. Things
work together, yes, it's true. Regardless of the trials you're going through, in times of doubt and fear, my Lord is still so near. Have faith in Him, His perfect will He'll do. God's way is the best way, though I cannot understand what lies ahead. I know He's in control, and He's watching o'er my soul. For God's way is the best way.
And God's way is the best way. That's what we've been talking about. We are here right now in the midst of like this coronavirus. By the way, you know that COVID-19 means that there's 18 other strands of the COVID virus. And certainly we are sure that it came out of China, no question. Our president called it the Chinese flu, and he was right. But the point is, you know, how it got out, you know, that's interesting. A lot of finger pointing and all that kind of stuff. We're pretty well certain how it came out. It came from China. Whether it was a leak or purpose, we don't know. And I'm sure that it will find out in days ahead that the report that they gave us of so low a death rate and so forth is nowhere near what really took place there. Of course, how do you get the truth out of China? But anyway, but we're, you know, God's way is the best way. We as believers need to learn to turn to the Lord in all situations. I don't care if we're finding economics. Right now, you don't have a job. Right now, your job is out. And some of you, our daughter-in-law, may never go back to work. They're talking about completely closing the restaurant down. And some of you may be faced with that kind of a situation. There's all kinds of these things. Have you been willing to take it to the Lord? Not saying work it out my way, but Lord, what is the way you want to work this out for your glory? And God may have a far better way than what you could even begin to think of. That it's, His way is exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. And so we need to learn to trust Him. Well, when you go to Psalms 18... in light of Psalm 62, where we've been looking, he says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I wish we had time to go over each of those words and look at them and how they relate to the way in which God will provide. But now look at verse number four. Now, well, we'll look at three and four. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies, or the things that are flying around me, the things that are problems. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. My cry came before him, even into his ears. Now, you can read the balance of this psalm, and what a psalm it is. But suffices this for now, as we're looking at God's provision, and there are many, many things that we could turn to and see God's provision in the midst of trials and testings, in the midst of disease and death. Look at Psalms 31 with me for a moment. We'll read just several verses here. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Now notice, the psalmist is saying that the Lord is to deliver him in the Lord's righteousness. In thy righteousness. Now notice, bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock. That's what we read about in chapter 18. For an house of defense to save me. And for thou art my rock, my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. You take notice what the psalmist is doing? He's praying to the Lord to deliver him, whatever the situation was at this particular time. But he is saying, for your glory, that you might be glorified, you might be strengthened. You know, beloved, that's what we need to do in this COVID-19. We need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, you get glory to yourself. You honor your word. You show your hand of strength and protection, of wisdom. Do you know it's possible? Yes, that man might create a vaccine, but it's going to be because God has given them wisdom to do it. You see, that his name might be glorified. He might be honored. Do you know the Lord as your personal Savior? If not, would you call upon him today? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we can help you, dear friends, contact us at WOT@WOTBM.org. God bless you. Father, bless the word to our hearts. Encourage us by thy Spirit in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.